Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the sixth day of December 2012, and we have one of the audience's most popular guests. Gerald Celente, always informative, joins us at least once a month. He's joining us in the second hour today, and we'll also open the phones up. Matt Drudge, the giant of internet news, has come out and basically called out to the emperor and the fact that the emperor is wearing no clothes, or that there is a trillion-pound rabid elephant in the room, and that is the new lies that are even more asinine than claiming that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons and having some different fraudulent Iraqi defectors come and testify to the fact, because at least Saddam had some type of program in the past. And I'm, of course, a big critic of that. Finally, somebody who's really big in the media is talking about something that we have been just screaming and yelling over, and McClatchy finally covered it. In fact, will you guys repull that in the article out of yesterday's stack where Al-Qaeda promises that after Assad falls to attack America with the missiles? This is all in the British and German and French news. With the missiles our government and NATO gave them. Now, that said, France is leading the warmongering drum to invade. And there's a U.S. Aircraft carrier and amphibious landing force right off the coast. This is incredible. And there's U.S. special forces, admittedly, for at least 9 months, the 22-month operation against Syria. They're backing up al-Qaeda. But what is Drudge doing? It's up at Infowars.com. He sends it out on his @Drudge Twitter. This is a big deal. Drudge chides Obama over hysterical Syria WMD rhetoric. And he just says, well, this is total hysteria to push an attack on Syria, and in a buildup to Rice, the U.S. ambassador of the U.N., going and pushing for this. And we told you, I don't know, 6 months ago, in fact, get Syrian girl on in the third hour if we can do it. I know she's in another time zone. It's the middle of the night. But will you get her? Yeah, that gives you an idea. She's not in the Middle East, folks. Will you get her on tomorrow if you can, or on the Sunday show for like 30 minutes? And then we have another guest on the Sunday show. Because everything she talked about a year ago is now coming true. But we've been covering the destabilization operation in Syria for 21 and a half months. I was rounding up when I said 22 months. And it doesn't matter. The al-Qaeda rebels put out videos showing their chemical weapons that they're going to use. And then they're going to blame it on the Syrian government. And that's going to be the invasion. But never before have they been caught with their pants down like this. Because the globalists think you're so stupid that they are going after the Assad regime, who's not perfect but wasn't attacking anybody, with real al-Qaeda. That's the main force. In fact, guys, you print me the CFR thing from 3 months ago. Just type in CFR says we, quote, need al-Qaeda. That'll pull up the InfoWars article. You can print that. Then that will link to the CFR report. Print that. Now that I think about it, I want to just re-show all this stuff to people, along with the McClatchy. There's an LA Times. Well, there's hundreds of articles out there saying, well, there is al-Qaeda, part of the force. And, well, yeah, they're about half the force. Well, actually, they're leading the force. Well, actually, they are the force. And we could get our liberties back. This could kill the hoax of al-Qaeda, the hoax of 9/11, all of it. No matter what you think about 9/11 and who really did it, the point is it's been used to take our liberties. And the government is now running al-Qaeda. That is not in debate here. Okay? If you want to drive a stake through the myth of terrorism and that you need to give your rights up or you're dead, then this is the time, because it's cresting. Drudge is going to be able to probably push it over the edge. And that is a bold move, too, because let me tell you, that Drudge has the power to really get the wave going to kill this myth. And if this happens, just like the myth of global warming died at Copenhagen and the global carbon tax 3 years ago, this could be the destruction of the second Death Star that we're talking about here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We have witnessed 2 terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
It has begun, and you are right in the middle of it. You don't have front row seats, ladies and gentlemen. You are on the field in the battle to save our republic and planet Earth from the clutches of the New World Order corporate crime syndicate that's anti-free market, anti-freedom, who wants a worldwide scientific dictatorship over humanity to carry out the orderly extermination of over 80% of the planet's population so the, quote, elite can enjoy all the resources for themselves and enjoy the life extension technologies they believe will give them immortality. That is the reason they're in a death race to set up their world extermination grid, shut off the resources, soft kill the population with chemical and biological weapons in the food, water, and air. In fact, I was just reading last night, they just declassified more Department of Energy documents to even later. Injecting people at public hospitals with uranium and plutonium and watching them die by the thousands. This has been ongoing, spraying cities with radiation. And it's just a minor footnote on the news as I was driving along listening to Fox News Radio last night driving home. And it's so passe. I mean, I know this so well that I didn't even remember this morning to go print it off and cover it. Will you guys get me new nuclear testing on citizens released or declassified? And then 2 days ago, I was listening to talk radio, and they were saying, can you believe, and reading an AP report, that Verizon has filed a patent where the television set in your smartphones, that they will dial into them when you don't know and have computers listen for keywords to sell you advertising. Well, that's just the cover. That's beyond 1984. Yeah, I do believe it. 6 years ago, Paul Watson noticed the Google patent and their press release to shareholders in 2006, so almost 7 years ago. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article. In fact, I have him doing a flashback today. Steve Watson's doing another report on it, tying it in. Folks, this is system-wide. This is system-wide beyond 1984. Hundreds of patents. We've had Dr. Begich on to list the patents where they flicker the television to mesmerize you into a dream state. It just goes on and on and on. We are under unmitigated attack. You are living in a science fiction movie. But the globalists engineer this and roll it out in phases, and very few people are privy to the entire program. Even though most of it's public, even the technocrats themselves are so specialized generally and so lazy that after they do their special technical work, they go play golf or whatever. And so a very small technocratic elite that Brzezinski's written about, that globalists have bragged about, they're in control of all this. And so people say, well, why don't they kill you? Because they factored in the rise of individuals that would resist them. And they talk about it, and they use it as a wargaming tool to test and make themselves better against humanity. It's very, very sick. I know we can beat them. And then there's a lot of different ways to do it, but one big issue is they don't always get what they want. They're not all powerful. They're 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 to 10 years behind, depending on which one of their actuaries you look at where they admit all this. Brzezinski says about a decade behind. I think he's exaggerating a little bit. But when you look at all this, they, even though they make mistakes and screw up, they still just regroup and keep moving. A basic 160-year-old eugenics program developed by the British Empire. And the fact that the institutions have been built to carry this out is why they can't even deviate from the program, because once it starts, it's like a perpetual motion machine or a doomsday machine that once they trigger it, because a lot of them now actually want to reverse it because they figured out it's going to be really nasty and the machines are probably going to end up taking over. But they can't themselves even stop it. And it's in that thought that we may actually be able to beat this, because you can stop it. You can stop it. You are just beginning to understand that it may not be able to be stopped, and you, as control freaks, don't like that. What you just thought you were going to conjure, absolute scientific crystalline dehumanization and evil, because you were going to control it as you evolve to the next level. If you were evolved to the next level, quote, as you call it, you would understand that whatever you do will come back on you, and there is no way to escape it. The only escape, you're not going to con this evil system, or you're not going to escape it. The only way is to deny your Faustian bargain, even if it physically destroys you, to get your soul out of what you've done. And Faust could have gotten out of it any time he wanted. Everyone should go read Goethe's Faust. Everyone should go read it, because it's a parallel to everyone's own life, but especially a technocrat, elitist system and life. And the only way you're going to get out of this is admitting that what we've built and the feedback loop into the group collective, the group consciousness, is going to destroy everyone. You cannot conjure Black Death directly out of the dimension of Hades and escape it. You will not escape it. Okay, I just want to, again, communicate directly to the globalist here. You will not escape this. You will not control this. You will not get out of this unless you deny it and stand against it. Because I'll use the Forbidden Planet parallel. Great film from back in the 1950s. Really the precursor to Star Wars, Star Trek, all of it. And with the late Leslie Nielsen, that was his name. One, love the actor, but I know he just died last week or the week before last. And in that, they sent an expedition to a planet. I'm using this as a parallel, an analogy. And there's these underground, you know, cities that are there, but no sign of the large humanoid advanced civilization that built this giant underground power source to where they could, with their minds, manifest reality. And the Krill, they discovered, didn't, you know, billions of years before, don't know why they destroyed themselves. You know, in the end, they can't turn it around. They can't stop it. And Dr. Morpheus, who's the only survivor when the rescue ship gets there decades later, a space marine craft gets there, and everyone was torn limb from limb by some invisible force, and all the only people alive are Dr. Morpheus and his daughter, because the rest of the ship, you know, the rest of that group were blasting off to leave the planet. They didn't like what was going on there. And at the end, Morpheus finally discovers that it's his subconscious that is manifesting and working the controls that is creating, you know, this energy force that is tearing people limb to limb. And that is exactly what the corrupt globalists are doing. I mean, you will destroy yourselves. Your seed will not go forward. You will destroy yourself. And I know at the very top of the Illuminati, they know that, and they believe it's a sacrifice of the planet, and they're so committed to death and destruction that they just wish to sink to the, you know, lowest level of hell, gravitationally into a black hole, into the core of the planet, if you want to use that analogy. It is their ether. It is what they long for. It is what they wish to be a part of. And so they are one with it. And so that is their nature. But then you've got the mid-level Luciferians, people you see on TV, the presidents, these, you know, worldly globalists. And with them, it's all about competition and being top dog, and they enjoy the narcissism of it. And, you know, there's a lot of occult stuff going on, and power and bizarreness and ritual and things that they're just basically into. And they really believe they're going to be given life extension technology. They really believe they're going to have all this power and transcend. They really buy it all. And so I'm here to give you the little newsflash. You are not going to get any of that. Okay? You understand that? You have been deceived. And you will be destroyed as a monument to Satan's beauty. Now, that's from the perspective of the dark force. You can call it whatever you want, but that's beauty to them. Okay? I'm just telling you. This planet destroyed, everything on it dead. That's the goal. But first, the creation must be dehumanized and deformed and diseased and poisoned, and as a great offering to darkness, all the pain resonance must be sucked off the globe first before wiping it out. Now that is what the Illuminati at the highest level seeks. Total death, total destruction, and that's what all of you have signed on to. And a lot of little globalist minions, wannabe nihilists, they kind of giggle and hop around when they hear that and go, that's right. You know, it's in the poetry of a lot of globalists. It was in Lenin's poetry. That's really what they're seeking. I mean, it's not a destination. It's the journey of death and destruction. And then at a very deep level, they just want it all to end, and so they see total destruction as their absolution. And that is the great dream of those we fight. So I thought I'd just tell you why things are getting so ugly, and this is just the beginning. You will look back on these days as the times of milk and honey. Now, when we come back, it's finally hitting the news that our government runs Al-Qaeda, and there's aircraft carrier massing amphibious forces getting ready for the invasion of Syria. And, of course, they've got a giant Al-Qaeda force ready to land them to back them up, along with U.S., British, and other Arab country special forces, Qatar and others, just like they landed in Tripoli en masse to overthrow Gaddafi last year. We'll be right back.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Really positive news. You see, the globalists need to totally overturn reality. They need to have a government, a global government, that's been caught in Europe, Australia, the U.S., Russia, China, African countries, you name it. They all do it because they all get IMF and World Bank money to do it. Injecting people with cancer viruses, giving little kids polio, shooting people up with radioactive isotopes, killing them. It's always going on. I mean, they're always apologizing every week or two for something new. Oh, we're going to stop this time, but we're not going to talk about the scientists or why they were ordered to do it or why the government says it's legal under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, where it says you can't do any human testing on people without their knowledge unless it's for law enforcement or research reasons. And it says you can use lethal stuff on people. Now, that's obviously unconstitutional. They had laws saying blacks weren't humans. They had laws saying women couldn't vote. I mean, you know, the point is, though, the scientists have demanded this, and they like testing on you. Now, see, why would you take vaccines run by big pharma, owned by big mega banks, who all have eugenics backgrounds, most of them right to the Nazis? I mean, you know about Bayer? You know about all these companies? Eli Lilly? You know about all these guys? It's time for you to learn. It's time for you to find out. It's time for you to understand what we're in, and that 99.999% of us, it's only a few thousand globalists, are under attack. You think you're serving this system? It's incredible. Let's go back to these articles here. That said, our government, a foreign banker run, created al-Qaeda, Zbigniew Brzezinski, 79, used him in the 80s against the Russians, used him in the 90s against the Serbs. When the Serbs fought back, NATO bombed the daylights out of them with DU weapons, blowing up TV stations, water treatment, power plants, you know, just absolutely knocked them back into the Stone Age. People say, the Serbs are bad too. Yeah, ethnic wars are bad. The point is the globalists sent al-Qaeda into Albania, the KLA, it's on record. And they did it again and again and again and again. They use al-Qaeda against America to then take our liberties as well. Now, over 10,000 missiles on record are missing, most of them heat-seeking. You aim it at an aircraft, it can go 5,000, some of them 10,000 feet in the air. Aircraft's taken off, flying in, you shoot them down. They're shipping them in to Syria in the last 20-plus months. They are using them there. The ones they captured in Libya, but they're also giving them U.S.-made. Those are surfacing. U.S.-made mortars are used to fire into Turkey, so Turkey can then use artillery to attack Syria, to open up areas to insert more al-Qaeda out of U.S. bases on the border. This is, by the way, in the news. Our military with al-Qaeda, who are so proud of themselves, they're quoted in McClatchy News. Al-Qaeda-linked group Syrian rebels once denied, now key to anti-Assad victories, and they brag. They say, go read. They say, yes, we are al-Qaeda. Yes, we killed your soldiers in Iraq, and when we're done, we will kill more Americans. And now we have missiles. There are several McClatchy articles on this in the L.A. Times. You know, 6-7 months ago admitted, okay, there is al-Qaeda. The CFR says, you know, the al-Qaeda specter, that's the headline. And then down deeper in it, right here in the document camp shot, I'll show people right over here. McClatchy exclusive, Syrian faction linked to al-Qaeda. It's like saying Hitler was linked to the Nazis. Effective rebel group has ties to terror group. U.S. maintains. So it's maintaining. Oh, there's al-Qaeda. Kind of like they used al-Qaeda against Libya. Now they've got to go into Libya again and stay there to take out al-Qaeda. And then the very al-Qaeda group they use goes and kills the ambassador because he just transferred in a deal with Turkey. That was a weapons cache. We said that day one. Now it's been confirmed. To Turkey to be given to the al-Qaeda. And more, I don't even think that guy had cold feet or was a whistleblower. What's emerged is they just wanted to get rid of the witness. So when they use these missiles to shoot down U.S. and European airliners and use it to set up checkpoints 5 miles from the airport, because that's how they're going to roll TSA out. They're already all set and ready in every city in town. They're going to just say, oh, al-Qaeda blew up, you know, 10 airliners today. America is now under civil emergency. And I'll be probably taken off the radio, you know, knowing them, because they don't want anybody coming on and going, do you remember AP, Reuters, McClatchy, back of the paper, LA Times? But they're always like, yeah, they're effective. You know, what's the CFR say? Here's the article right here. Al-Qaeda specter in Syria. And it goes on to say the Syrian rebels would be immeasurably weaker today without al-Qaeda in their ranks. And they go on to say, quote, we need al-Qaeda. Thank goodness, goody, goody gumdrop. And they quote Reuters, we need al-Qaeda. Because Assad's so bad. Yeah, Assad doing nothing to anybody. But it's Iran's ally, so it's got to be taken down. And they're using five groups, four of them al-Qaeda, to attack Iran, while Hillary gets on the news and says we have to attack Iran, they're Al-Qaeda. Now, here's the big news when we come back, because it is big news. Drudge chides Obama over hysterical Syria WMD rhetoric. That's right. We've got to go into Syria, because, get this, Al-Qaeda is in Syria. That's right. We have to, and they have chemical weapons. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin,
but I'll take your bet, because you're going to regret, because I'm the best it's ever been." Johnny, we need to get old Charlie Daniels back on the transmission. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get into this serious situation news, because next stop is Iran. General Wesley Clark talked about being at the Pentagon in meetings. He talked about it, 6 years ago on C-SPAN, that a few years before that he was there at the Pentagon. And they said, "Here are the eight nations we're going to attack. Here is the order," and it's the exact order. And he was talking about weeks before they went to war with Iraq. Actually, he was talking about late 2001, so I guess it was like 11 years ago, and then he talked about it 6 years ago, because it was right after 9/11, and he's at the Pentagon, and they're saying, no, 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 we're going to attack Iraq, we're going to then attack this country, we're just going to get this war launched in the name of 9/11. In fact, guys, since I mentioned it, will you guys pull up the Wesley Clark list of nations to be attacked clip and find the highest res one? That'll probably be the one with the most views. And because I don't want to talk about something like that and then not play it for new listeners. We probably played it 30 times over the years, but I want to play it again later because it's so important. And again, we're sold. Hey, it's for America. We're going to wipe out, you know, the Muslim extremist, the globalist. If you are an Islamophobe out there and really get into that and the media hypes it, well, why are our governments then bringing in record numbers of Muslims into Europe and the United States and Australia and everywhere else? I mean, if they're just such incredible terrorists, they just want a clash of civilizations. It's more divide and conquer. That's what's going on. And they don't want secular advanced civilization in the Middle East, because a lot of civilization began there. The alphabet, mathematics, they're really smart people. But they take the Bedouins that are kind of like, you know, the hillbillies or whatever, not knocking them, not knocking hillbillies either, of the middle of what is Saudi Arabia, give them the entire region, call it Saudi Arabia when it wasn't even a country. This is the British again, about 100 years ago. You can look it up. Lawrence of Arabia, the film is based on that, but it's a whitewash. And they put them in charge. And then they've exported those guys and their ideas to all the countries and even into Central Asia, which isn't even the same culture or group. And they have just put them everywhere, and they are the bosses. And it's the great divide and conquer. And they've taken down Libya, that was building up all of Africa. And I'm no fan of goofy dictators and, you know, jumpsuits and fancy sunglasses. But the point is, he was building up all of Africa. Because you can have a philosopher king who actually doesn't give the money to the bureaucracy, that actually builds giant airports and buildings and aquifers. And you could call it narcissism, but maybe he was trying to be a good guy. Muammar Gaddafi, he built up all of Africa, and the globalists were hopping mad. He was trying to get them on a gold standard. He wanted their own African Union that wasn't globalist controlled. And they were, and then they, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, they came to Gaddafi, and they said, this is all on record, invest your oil money in Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, the big French banks, German banks, and we'll leave you alone. He said, hey, Westerners, come on in. And he brought in all the big companies. He said, I want to work with you. He apologized for funding terrorism, as they called it, for the last 40 years. That's how long that guy was there. And they totally stole the country's money. He started complaining about it. And remember, he was saying Obama was great and his friend, and he wanted to go visit Obama. Remember all that? And how he wanted to be friends with America. This was before, this was when Bush was in, he was saying all this. And they totally set him up, stole the country's money, and then went in and blew the infrastructure to pieces. And they did it starting, it took them about 9 months again to take over. They brought in massive al-Qaeda jihadis into Benghazi, out of Egypt, out of Saudi Arabia, to the east. They gave them missiles, anti-aircraft, you name it. And our media called them peaceful protesters while they were burning buildings, blowing up police stations, rocket attacks. They had tanks. They even had aircraft in some cases. And for 6 months of it, they wouldn't even call it a war. They would, like, peaceful people tried to protest. And the Gaddafi had rape gangs raping them with fueled by Viagra, just like they lied and said Saddam was throwing babies out of incubators. Later admitted, total lie, no truth, PR firm put it out. Yeah, but people buy it. And, you know, it's how the demonization works. Now, it'd be one thing if Gaddafi did some more terror or something and they assassinated him. I mean, that would be bad enough, because it's very bad to start killing heads of state and destabilization programs, because that's global empire. And again, we're not America anymore. We've been taken over, too. Remember that. But they put al-Qaeda into Benghazi, and it took them 9 months to take over. And finally, they landed U.S., British, and Qatar and a bunch of other Arab special forces, thousands of them, in a night amphibious bold landing in Tripoli. And, of course, you'll never see movies about that. because it's Al-Qaeda. And our special forces, I don't know how the Navy SEALs, I don't know how the CIA commandos, because there's levels above Navy SEALs and Delta Force, I don't know how they go do something that immoral. And you've noticed they fired six or seven generals who were speaking out. They've been purging people. They've been purging special forces. It is so immoral. I mean, our government's been corrupt for a while, folks, but this is arrogant to the max, because everyone that's educated knows this is going on. The whole world knows this. You know, Al-Qaeda hit us on 9/11, we're told, but our government runs Al-Qaeda. And they ran them then. It was in Newsweek at the time. It was everywhere that the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases, that the hijackers were given national security clearances, that the head of the U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia wouldn't let them in saying they're terrorists and was told by the CIA, here's a State Department order, these are our guys, the terror designation is a cover. And then the head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, in the San Jose Mercury News came out and said, I don't know what's going on, but the government's behind this because ADA and other hijackers trained, those guys in the photos trained at our base and had national security clearances. And then they started to court-martial of him for releasing national security info. He agreed to not talk about it, and they dropped it. I mean, this is in the news. If news people are listening, I know Congress people are listening. I get congressmen on all the time, never had on before, and they go, whenever I'm in my district or whatever, in fact, I heard you yesterday talking about this or that. I mean, they really listen. I mean, that's all there. I mean, I people are like, but I thought Al-Qaeda's bad, Alex. Now, of course they're bad. The foreign banks use them to attack us so that government can take our rights. I mean, is that not hard to figure out? You can still have your hatred of the Muslims and be scared of them and everything, okay? I'm not taking that away. I know that's what is near and dear to people. I'm just explaining the globalists are using that to take our liberties. Okay, and because I know it's fun to be tribal. I know the government, you know, won't let you be tribal about anything and tells you you can't even have the American flag on your shirt or you're racist and all that. But in that one area, you're allowed to be tribal and hate the Muslims. Okay, I get it. The Muslims are very diverse. Most of the Muslims want freedom. What you've been told about them is a divide and conquer lie. And our criminal foreign banker-controlled government and the European Union and all of them, it's all banker-run. It's the exact same policy worldwide. Is doing everything they can on so many fronts to overthrow good governments or governments that aren't radical and to put in the very worst. And it's all on record, ladies and gentlemen. And they think you're so ignorant. And they think you're so brainwashed by the old narrative that Al-Qaeda is hiding under every bed, every chair, every closet, and that the TSA's got to do this and that, and we've got to check your bank account, and you've got to have the NSA spy on you, and then you get all the training manuals. There's nothing about Al-Qaeda. It's all about returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, rural groups, marijuana growers. It's all about people that are off the plantation. Because there is a slave revolt worldwide against the technocracy of the New World Order. And here I am, man. I am the slave revolt leader in my sector, okay? And the globalists are trying to con you into a fake revolt of communism and collectivism that is a jail cell. And I'm risking my life to do this. That's why they're assassinating my character in national media, but they know that has no credibility to people, so they are doing it through different operations at the grassroots that are actually snowball effects where operatives start the disinfo. That's been proven before with Hal Turner and others that were FBI attacking me every day. The same handbook others use. And then once the ball starts rolling, it's bigger and bigger as others pick it up. And the globalists are very intelligent. They have it all actuaried out. They can monitor with their Google Analytics across all platforms exactly what's happening. They know their attacks of me has the effect of making Alex Jones myself bigger. Because they understand all publicity is good publicity. But it does hurt the movement for liberty when Alex Jones is being attacked. You see, it makes me bigger. Individually, more traffic, more listeners, who is this guy? But then they spin that energy field, that energy gravity buildup, they spin it and make it something negative. So I get to be the king in certain sectors of something very negative. So the attackers and the swarms they try to create, the chain reactions they try to create, that actually makes Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com bigger. But it, like a prism, deflects and deforms the message that I'm sending out, and they try to spin it like judo into something that becomes an infighting mode within the entire Liberty Awakening movement as a distortion amplifier to basically then spin off other fights and to create that negative wavelength. You understand? And so, anyways, getting back to what I was saying, our government is not our government. And they are operating uncloaked, using Al-Qaeda against Libya, Syria, and Iran. And then they're already setting the narrative, because the Al-Qaeda group said on BBC with signs in English, they said, next stop Syria, when they killed Gaddafi a year ago. Remember that? They were already in Syria starting it then. They already started, 10 months before a year ago. And now they're saying, and it's in McClatchy, it's in the back of the news, like, but see, they're already spinning it, getting you ready. Oh, gee, there was some Al-Qaeda there. Looks like they got some missiles. Oh, we better really get into Syria quick, because Al-Qaeda might take over instead of the good people. Oh, gee, we don't know why Al-Qaeda got all these missiles. Oh, gee, we're going to, they started putting out 3 days ago that Obama's saying there might be some missing nukes now. Oh, America might get nuked. Oh, can you imagine what Obama will do if we get nuked? His approval rating will go to about 90%. Because people, out of fear, they won't really believe it when they get the call, but when the nuke goes off and the president's in there, I'm going to find who did it, Iran did it, and starts nuking Iran, people just be, I just better get behind the president. It's a primitive thing. And it'll be, and there's people showing dissent after our city, after Dallas or Chicago or New York or L.A., whichever city they hit. After it got hit by the low yield, 2 megaton, we've got 100,000 dead, 200,000 radiated. America will stand up and get together after this. And how dare you say your government did it, Jones? Arrest him. And they will arrest me. And then I can just see when they walk me into that cell, and those guys walk in, they're gonna torture me something good. And 5 years later, roll me out, electroshock, brain damaged. God only knows. And I'm ready. I'm ready, whatever it takes. I'm going all the way. I commit myself into the hands of God, because you are murderers injecting children with cancer viruses right now, and you run Al-Qaeda, and you are the scum of the earth, and I stand against you. I'm not worried about it. I'm in God's hands. You better worry about God. And I know you low-level folks don't know there's a God, but your gut knows there's a God, and you will pay for your evil. You will pay for Abu Ghraib and raping those children and killing them in front of their parents, and you will, all of you will pay. 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 You will pay in this life, and you will pay in Hades. All right, continuing here. Here is DrudgeReport.com, and he put it out on his Twitter, @Drudge. And here is the headline. Drudge chides Obama over hysterical Syria WMD rhetoric. Matt Drudge chided President Obama over his increasingly hysterical rhetoric regarding the supposed WMD threat posed by Syria in a tweet that harken back to Colin Powell's infamous UN appearance, which relied on fabricated evidence to justify the invasion of Iraq. Continuing, here is the tweet. Obama playing up WMD threat. Can we retweet that? I meant to do that this morning. I never did. Obama playing up WMD threat in Syria is bold and hysterical. Who will go to UN to show evidence this time? Maybe one of the Rices. Yeah, like they sent Colin Powell. I mean, this is bold of Drudge, because obviously this is also going to go back to WMDs and Bush and Colin Powell. Obama playing up WMD threat in Syria is bold and hysterical, and it's bold of Drudge to expose it. Who will go to the UN to show evidence this time? Maybe one of the Rices, tweeted the editor of DrudgeReport.com in the aftermath of the Obama administration's increasing hype over a chemical weapons threat based on little else but hearsay and conjecture. Drudge's reference to the UN is, of course, a reminder that contrived threats about Saddam Hussein's non-existent weapons of mass destruction were used to grease the skids for an attack on Iraq that cost over $1 trillion and well over 4,000 dead U.S. troops. over the last 9.5 years. Yeah, and they have got different estimates from 800,000 to 1.5 million Iraqis dying one way or another from the war. That's Lancet, British Medical Journal. In February 2003, Colin Powell went before the UN Security Council and claimed that Iraq was hiding weapons of mass destruction and refused to disarm. He dramatically held up a vial of white powder, remarking that the same amount had shut down the U.S. Senate in 2001, implying they did it, which, of course, was U.S. weapons grade out of U.S. labs. That's all now been on record, Ames Strain, out of Fort Detrick. Most of the claims Powell made during the speech, including the infamous Niger yellowcake issue, were fabricated and based on testimony of an intelligence asset named Rafid Ahmed Alwan al-Jabai, or Curveball, an Iraqi defector who later admitted that it had been completely manufactured lies about Saddam having mobile bioweapons trucks and clandestine factories. Powell later admitted that he had misled before the UN speech and said that he regretted the incident. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has repeatedly asserted that Syria will not use its chemical weapons arsenal to target rebel fighters, never mind the civilian population. To do so would be an act of geopolitical suicide, given that Obama and Hillary Clinton have made it clear that this is the red line that will mandate U.S. military intervention. The sudden deluge of hysteria suggesting the Syrian military is preparing to use chemical weapons against its own people and is awaiting final orders from President Bashar Assad is based entirely on dubious claims by anonymous U.S. officials. And they've got the rebel group videos with them with chemical weapons to run the false flag. And they've got the U.S. aircraft carrier with the three amphibious Coronada-type ships ready to land and disgorge the al-Qaeda jihadis.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
They railed against the crown,
their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty for their descendants.
For their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades.
Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today. By the way, that's Steve Voss. We've had him on the show. Last time I checked, we sell his CDs. Amazing country singer. Can we get, because I know the network has it, but can we get, in fact, let's buy it online, because he's told me I can play the stuff on air. But I want to get the latest, highest res of that. The CDs are around here, too. I want to play the Renegades and maybe put more of his music in rotation. Years ago it was. I don't know why. Most of it's fallen out. Love his song, Talk Radio, all of it. Speaking of books and videos, we have None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, Larry Abraham, available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nullification, the 10th Amendment, Rightful Remedy, States' Rights. We talk about secession from the New World Order. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get a year subscription for yourself and then pass it on to others, or give gift subscriptions. And the shipping is included in the low price at InfoWarsStore.com. To InfoWars Magazine, the latest issue, This Man Wants Your Guns, 60 pages, color glossy, and you support the First Amendment and print 2.0. Very effective. It also has the complete Ron Paul farewell address. Get your gift subscription for Christmas for folks. And also, until the 10th, we are offering, that's just four more days, you can get the Pro-Pure Water Filtration Gravity-Fed Stainless Steel System. Blows the competition away. We have side-by-side comparison, scientific studies, right at InfoWarsStore.com. University studies and links right there, where it blows away the competition. Costs less money, 15% off with promo code WATER15. We already had the lowest price, 15% off that with the promo code WATER15 at InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139. And also you get 10 memberships for the price of one at prisonplanet.tv. And it's a great way to see the radio show video, the nightly news, all my films, so much more. 17 years of material, almost 10 years up and operating with prisonplanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up, 15 cents a day, normally for one person a month. Well, now you can get it and 10 people. Well, it's the user and 10 more, so 11 people technically, they corrected me yesterday, can log in with the same username and passcode. So create a unique username passcode, give it an e-card to people, and say, here is your InfoWarsNews.com membership. Boom! And they're at InfoWars News. InfoWarsNews.com. Okay. I want to... That door is open, guys. If you guys could just shut that for me. Thanks a million. Okay, continuing here, that studio door pops open. Drudge chides Obama over hysterical Syria WMD rhetoric. And again, I know this is painful stuff to hear, but I mean, it's in McClatchy News, it's in the CFR, it's in the back of the LA Times, and then they're already starting the new spin of, looks like Al Qaeda's going to hit us with missiles that they got in Libya. Oh my gosh, we better get. And I've seen the headlines that Al Qaeda is in Iran, we've got to attack them. Iran is Shiite. The Shiites and Sunnis hate each other on average 100 times worse than you think there's a Christian or even Jewish clash, because they live by each other and they've been killing each other for 700 years. And a lot of them live in peace, too. But I mean, that's where the real lines are. And the Shiites have had to be pretty darn rough to not be overtaken by the 80% majority Sunni. And there's the poor Alawites and stuff that are less than 1%. They just mow them down. Al-Qaeda is in Syria, killing Christians, killing Alawite Muslims, burning down, making people suicide bomber. They kill their families. And our media has run with it like it's a good thing. I mean, it's so immoral. Hey, torture's good. Hey, running Al-Qaeda's good. By the way, we got a spy on all American citizens because of Al-Qaeda. And you're like, what? But you're Al-Qaeda. So good job, Drudge, pointing this out.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.